Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yes.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
The Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com.
All right. Good Sunday morning, everybody, and welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show right here on blogtalkradio.com. Every Sunday morning, it's 10 a.m., of course. It's balmy. Some balmy weather coming up after the 7. Let me count them. 7 feet of snow falls in Buffalo. And the football game that was supposed to be held there between the New York Jets and Buffalo Bills had to be moved to Detroit. So picture that. So Monday night, it's going to be the Buffalo Bills and the New York Jets at Ford Field in Detroit. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me today. We got a lot to get to this morning. There's so much going on. We got a big show for you today. And I just want to welcome, shout out to my new friends at Progressive Oklahoma. It's a page on Facebook called Progressive Oklahoma. And if you think that Oklahoma is a red state, think again. Because progressives, liberals, we are here, we are everywhere, including in Oklahoma, which many thought would be a red state. You know, they have a policy, actually, on this page, Progressive Oklahoma on Facebook, where if you disrespect or call someone out their name, you get deleted immediately. Because I was on there the other day, somebody called me an idiot. And, you know, and not understanding that, you know, the radio personality or someone, you know, we appreciate that kind of stuff. Love me or hate me, but listen to me. So people who understand that, you know, you're actually helping radio personalities and folks who are in show business and the like by hating them, you know. Because love me or hate me, but listen to me, according to the great Howard Stern. All right, everybody, this portion of the Ron Kelly Show is powered by BirkettPromotions.com. That's B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com, where you can go for the best well-made promotional material at absolutely great prices. And if you mention the Ron Kelly Show, you receive 10% off your order. So definitely hit him up at BirkettPromotions.com. All right, it's just a couple minutes past y'all, everybody. You know what it is. The phone number here is 347-426-3214. That's 347-426-3214. And you can definitely call into the program. It's your leisure, of course. We'll be here until for the next hour. And you can call into the program and get yours whenever you want to get off your chest. Because, you know, we don't have to, you know, you don't have to necessarily stick to what I'm talking about. This is your show, and we do this definitely for you. So, you know, if you don't want to stick to the subject matter, like some people get mad at you on Facebook because you didn't stick to the subject matter, I mean, who the heck are you? So what? And they get mad if you don't stick to the subject matter. But it's okay. You can veer up the subject matter if you want to here on the Ron Kelly Show. So thank you, everybody, and welcome. Thank you, everyone, and welcome to the program this morning. We got a lot going on. And, you know, after all the, you know, and that's how I got called an idiot yesterday when I was on Progressive Oklahoma, where I, some woman named Maureen. Maureen, I hope you're listening because you can't go on Progressive Oklahoma anymore. What happened was I was talking about, I mentioned about the accusations. You know, I'm sure some of you have heard that the accusations that were made against the president and the accusations that were made against the president and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton were tossed to the curb yesterday. 2 years. 2 years. 2 years. Let's hear from AP hookup. So let's hear from Jackie Quinn who's reporting from Washington.
This latest report from the Republican-controlled House Intelligence Committee finds, despite many allegations and rumors surrounding the attack, the CIA and the military acted properly in their responses, and that erroneous announcement by then-Ambassador Susan Rice that the attack had evolved from a protest, that came from intelligence analysts.
You see, so after all of that, the 2-year congressional investigation, all the money that was spent, all the money, you know, they spent millions and millions of your tax dollars on this witch hunt, because that's basically what it was. It was a witch hunt because they knew that there was no wrongdoing committed by the president or the secretary of state. See, they wanted to use that against her. They were desperate. The kook fringe Republicans, like I like to call them, were desperate to find some kind of evidence against the President Obama or then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, which they didn't find. They didn't find. So there was no wrongdoing. There was nothing wrong with the response. They didn't hold back support. You know, just another wasted, just another waste. Just another waste of time. Because the assumption was by the GOP that there was some intelligence failures, rescuers were told to stand by, don't go in there, which is total lie, which is a total complete lie. So here we go again. Not guilty.
The report by the House Intelligence Committee did find that the State Department facility, where Ambassador Christopher Stevens and several others were killed, was not well protected, and that State Department security agents knew it. Previous reports found that requests for security improvements were not acted upon by Washington.
So, in that report, that wasn't the result of the investigation. That was a report that was done during the investigation. But we all know the President and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton were not guilty of any wrongdoing by they didn't do anything wrong, in other words. They didn't do anything wrong. And, you know, it's just ridiculous. So the president and former first lady and secretary of state Hillary Clinton found to be innocent of any wrongdoing in Benghazi, the attack on the Libyan embassy in Benghazi. Well, we all knew what the deal was, but they just, you know, the kook fringe, right wing, wrong wing Republicans, you know, they just got to try to dig up something, and in this case, they were sadly mistaken, but they already knew that there was no evidence. They just wanted to, you know, soil the reputation of Hillary Clinton, because they already know that Hillary Clinton is a force to be reckoned with in the 2016 elections, and they don't have anybody who's even remotely comparable to Hillary Clinton, and they know that. So, you know, that's something that Hillary Clinton can hang her hat on and say, well, listen, they tried to get me, and they did. All right, everybody, with Ferguson Watch is still on, and let's hear some of the comments of some of the people down there in Ferguson, Missouri. Yes, this is from yesterday.
The scene outside the Ferguson Police Department surprisingly quiet this Saturday, even though tensions are high in the community, as it awaits a decision by the grand jury investigating Officer Darren Wilson. Businesses are open, people are going back and running errands, and there's no word of when a decision could come, other than a prosecutor saying it could happen late this month. Tony Winton, Ferguson, Missouri.
Well, late this month. Well, today is the 23rd of November, so they must be talking about, this week. Actually, this upcoming week, the decision would be made. Lots of security precautions are being taken place. You know, they are calling in the troops, National Guard, state of emergency, you name it, in regards to this Ferguson verdict. So are they thinking that they might be not guilty?
Is this why we're building up so much anticipation?
A truck is pumping water with a big fire hose into orange and white heavy-duty plastic barricades to add to their heft. They ring the courthouse here in Clayton. This is where any legal action would take place as the grand jury decides whether or not to bring any charges against Officer Darren Wilson. There's really no information on how that process is proceeding other than what officials have said, that the decision could come in mid to late November. Tony Winton, Clayton, Missouri.
So again, so they're battening down the hatches in case of, and why? Why do we think that?
No,
we talked about that.
No way, hold me.
That sounds of the protest that's going on right now down in Ferguson, Missouri. This is a sad situation in Ferguson, Missouri, ladies and gentlemen. Just a sad situation. We're going to hear from some of the folks that are speaking down there. Also from Anthony Gray, who made an announcement just yesterday at a news conference. We're going to hear from him. And, of course, the other attorney, who was the attorney for the Trayvon Martin family, the Trayvon Martin shooting. And, you know, we're going to talk about the other shooting that took place in New York City, actually, by the way. Probably after the break, we'll take a quick break in a few minutes, and we'll come back and we'll talk about what happened in New York, where a 28-year-old Akai Gurley was killed, and seen by one rookie officer in the pink houses in Brooklyn. We already had a shooting, and these type of patrols, they call them vertical patrols. There was a shooting several years ago that took place with this vertical patrol thing, just a few years back. And there was supposed to be some reforms put in place where officers would not go into buildings with their weapons drawn. That was supposed to be the reform that was put in place. But apparently, this rookie officer goes by the name of Peter Liang, a probationary officer. I guess his career is over now. Probationary officer who went into that dark hallway and who was afraid. And I'm not making excuses for him. We'll hear from Police Commissioner Bratton, and we'll also hear from Mayor de Blasio also as well in the piece coming up after the break. But yeah, things are really looking bad. So things that, you know, they're battening down the hatches and they're bracing themselves for a serious problem going down in Ferguson coming up probably this week with the verdict on Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson, who incidentally is negotiating his resignation from the police department because he knows that there's no way that he's going to be able to do his duty there or anywhere else since this thing happened.
There's been no formal word, but a civic group informed its members that the grand jury will reconvene Monday. The panel has to decide whether there is probable cause to charge Officer Darren Wilson with anything in the shooting death of Michael Brown. Area Pastor Jimmy Matthews, who's running for office in the St. Louis area, says the community has to reject hate.
When you have hatred in your evil heart, you're not going to be content with peace.
While some stores boarded up, additional barricades went up near the courthouse. Grand jury has been meeting. Tony Winton, Bridgeton, Missouri.
And here's the Reverend Al Sharpton, who made his comments in New York yesterday, where a rally was held for Akai Gurley.
The common factor here is that he was in Ferguson, in Staten Island, and now the Pentagon, as three unarmed young men that are dead at the hands of law enforcement.
And this time, Reverend Sharpton, who swooped down on this. As my radio colleague Lamont Gates likes to say, I remember now something swoops down on things. Shout out to Lamont Gates if he's listening. So the Reverend Al Sharpton has, as Lamont would say, has swooped down on the situation. Let me see if anybody's calling in.
Okay, let me go back to the studio page. See what's going on with my peeps. If anybody's trying to call into the program, the phone number here is 347-426-3214. That's 347-426-3214. Yeah, so just a recap of the piece of what we've been doing so far. Again, the shout out to my people at Progressive Oklahoma, the group that I'm a member of on Facebook, who have a good idea of kicking people out who threaten or disrespect other people. See, Facebook should be doing that. Facebook should be doing that. I mean, sometimes it's not just enough to unfriend somebody. Some people need to be kicked off of Facebook, period. And I can name a few. Just need to be kicked off because of the condescending nature, attitudes, and the holier than thou, and the, you know, I'm the man and I know everything, you know, ideals that some of these people on Facebook have. So, yeah, shout out to my people in Progressive Oklahoma, way out there in the Midwest. Anyway, once again, the Ron Kelly Show is powered by BurkheadPromotions.com. Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive 10% off your order. And as I spoke about earlier, let me just recap this piece, this segment here for you. After all of committee hearings and accusations, the GOP did announce that there was no wrongdoing by the President or the Secretary of State in response to the attack on the Libyan embassy in Benghazi, where the ambassador to Libya and three of his aides was killed. Now, you know it was a witch hunt from the beginning because they always knew the President did nothing wrong. And how convenient that the findings were released after the midterms and after the midterms. So check that out. Now, they probably knew, they knew before they started that the President and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton did nothing wrong, but it's, you know, it's kind of funny that they mentioned everything after November midterms. Now they're coming out. And they're doing it because they have to. They really have no other choice. And they thought, they hoped against hope, and they thought they might find something, but they didn't. And also the murder, the grand jury is still. Now, I don't know if that's good or bad. I mean, I'm not an attorney. I don't know whether that's good or bad. I'm hoping for someone who's an attorney would call into the program, who's listening to the program, to the Ron Kelly Show, would call in. Because I'm not sure if that's good or bad. I mean, it's been a minute. This grand jury's been deliberating for a while now. So I would guess that it's good because there's something about this that, you know, if it was a slam dunk not guilty, I think they would have came back with that already. So I'm thinking that maybe there is something good here that and the fact that this officer is trying to resign or negotiating his resignation in anticipation of being found guilty, that could be a good thing. Also, you know, again, we'll hear from Mayor de Blasio of New York City and the police commissioner, Bratton, in New York, about the police-involved shooting of an innocent man just coming into the hallway by New York City police officer Peter Liang. We'll talk about that. We'll hear from all the people involved. And also, we'll talk about a little bit about Bill Cosby. And Bill Cosby had a show last night in Florida, which he received a standing ovation from the crowd, the packed house. And Bill Cosby, and they yelled out, "Bill Cosby, we love you." And there was just one person who showed up protesting, saying rape is not funny. One person outside of the theater showed up and cried, "Rape is not funny." And you know, and the weird thing about that is some people went because there were promises, you know, the protesters were promising that they were going to disrupt the show, which no one did. And so a lady actually said she went because she wanted to hear, witness somebody interrupt Bill Cosby, which they did not. So shout out to Bill Cosby. I still support the cause, even though he's been dropped by just about everybody. We'll talk about him in just a few minutes. And we'll talk about the colossal fumble, more about the president's immigration reform executive action. And also, we'll get to the Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson situation and how the NFL just totally blew the situation. We'll come right back with that and a whole lot more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. On blogtalkradio.com. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com. There was a need in talk radio. And one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is Marching Hand Society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yes, indeed. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. Coming to you live from northern New Jersey, where, man, you know, we would have had 7 feet of snow here. It would have been a total, I mean, not to take anything away from the folks up in Buffalo, because I'm sure they got it hard. They have it pretty hard right now too. From what I understand, the town has been cleared for the most part, but man, I mean, can you imagine 7 feet of snow? Those of you who live in the New York City metropolitan area, can you imagine 7 feet of snow falling here? I mean, this is the busiest, this is the highly populated section of the country. The biggest rail and bus, New Jersey Transit is the third largest bus, public bus company in the United States of America. So in New York City, having the, you know, the trains, which is the biggest transit system in the world, we just what a horrific situation that would have been if that stuff would have fell here. So thank goodness. I mean, you know, sorry about that, Buffalo, but thank goodness that 7 feet of snow did not fall here in the New York metropolitan area, where the Ron Kelly Show, originates from. All right, everybody. You know, right here in New York City, we had another officer-involved shooting, but not on innocent black person, in a stairwell of the Pink Houses in Brooklyn. A 28-year-old Ty Gurley, his name is for AKAI, I hope I'm saying that right, Ty Gurley, was entering the stairwell, a flight above the same stairwell that a couple of rookie officers, being Peter Liang and Sean Landau, were entering the same stairwell about a flight down. And what happened was, somehow or another, you know what, I guess it'd be anybody's guess as to what happened after that, because the New York City Police Department and actually Bill Bratton, who's the commissioner of the New York City Police Department, is saying that the death appears to be an accident. It appears to be an accident. So let's hear. Okay, you know what? Let's hear what Bill Bratton has to say. This is Police Commissioner Bill Bratton at a news conference yesterday.
Investigation
I don't know if you can hear that. That sounds like a bad. I'm not sure if you could have heard that. That sounds like a bad recording. But let's hear from him again. Now, what they're saying is that it was a mistake. It was a tragic mistake, is what Police Commissioner Bill Braddon is saying about this situation.
28-year-old man identified as Guy Gurley was struck in the chest by his fatal gunshot. This gunshot came from the service weapon of the uniformed New York City police officer, probationary police officer, Peter Liang,
whose career is over. So here we have another shooting. And see, and this is something that happened a few years ago. That's how it happened on a roof in one of the housing projects in New York City. And another officer was involved in that shooting. And at the time, they had said that they would change their policy and they would not allow officers to draw their weapons unless they saw somebody with a weapon. That was supposed to have been the new policy that was supposed to take place in New York. That was supposed to be the new policy. Something happened with the policy. And now we have another African-American who wasn't doing anything wrong, you know, leaving his girlfriend's apartment. Now the man is dead.
At a rally to support the family of Akai Gurley, the Reverend Al Sharpton blasted the police tactic of vertical patrols inside public housing.
It is really just to slow them down and stop them first.
The 28-year-old Gurley was shot and killed by rookie officer Peter Liang in a dark stairwell at a Brooklyn housing project. Police say it was an apparent accident.
All of those stores were sitting with the subject house. Well, it was an accident, but the halls were dark.
The Brooklyn district attorney is investigating. Police say Liang was patrolling with his gun drawn about 10 feet away from Gurley when he fired a shot. Martin DeCaro, New York.
And see, what happened was he got scared. This is what happened. He got scared. And he fired, point blank. See, because he wasn't supposed to go into that hallway. He wasn't supposed to go into that hallway with his gun out anyway. Wasn't supposed to. That's against policy. When you go into a hallway with your gun drawn, there's nothing happened that alerted you to, you didn't hear gunshots, you didn't hear any screams, you didn't hear anything. So there was nothing that happened prior to you stepping into that hallway with your gun out. Nothing happened that alerted you to a situation that required you to pull your gun. And that's just, you know, this is just, you know, just some misinformation. You know, see, you pull these people out of Forest Hills and places like that and make them New York City police officers and put them in situations where some of us may not have been as scared. You know, see, that's the one factor that you can't, you know, that you can't, I mean, you can do a psych test, you know, be a police officer anywhere. You go through a psych test, you go through a physical ability, they train you to, you know, what the law is, what you required to do in certain situations, the limit to your power. They can teach you all of that, but they can't teach you how not to be scared. No. They can't teach you how not to be scared. And see, and this is what happens. Where people are just afraid, and it goes to misinformation. You know, people who don't ordinarily have people who don't ordinarily interact with the people who, you know, the people who live in the neighborhoods that they're assigned to protect. This is part of the problem because a lot of these officers don't have any, like this officer Peter Liang. I may not have had much contact with any black people. He may not. And this could be part of the problem. He didn't have any contact with black folks. And so when in these situations where you have police officers who've never had contact with African Americans, for example, you know, they're thinking the worst. They're thinking the worst based on what they've heard about us and, you know, so on and so forth. They're thinking the worst. So you know what? I'm going in this hallway, but I'm pulling my gun because I heard that these people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And this is exactly what happened. I mean, you can't say for sure, but, you know, I would bet that, you know, he went in that hole where he was afraid because of, you know, because he probably didn't have a whole lot of interaction with black folks. And so he was afraid. And this is exactly what happened. But again, the policy was supposed to be police officers doing these vertical, so-called vertical patrols, going up staircases. They're not supposed to go into those staircases with their guns drawn. Especially when nothing happened, no shots were fired, you didn't hear any screams, you didn't hear a struggle, you didn't hear anything. You just went in there with your gun drawn because you assumed that, you know, I'm going into projects and there might be somebody in there waiting for me. Which is totally not true. So this is part of the problem. Now, the Reverend Al Sharpton has said that situations where the police officers training needs to be changed. But you can't train someone not to be scared. They're going to be scared no matter what. If that's one thing in the training, and I've been in the police academy, so I know that there's no way that you can take out the fear factor. You can't take out the fear factor. Now, would he have been more reluctant to pull his gun out if he was going up the hallway of a senior citizen's building? I would say yes. And this is not a racial, you know, I'm not trying to make this up to be a racial thing, because he didn't know who was in that hallway. He didn't see, according to the reports, he didn't see who, you know. But I guess he had to assume it was going to be a black person because it was a project in Brooklyn. So, again, we really don't know. The only people who really know what happened was Officer Liang and his partner, Sean Landau. They were the only two people that really know. And the dead man, Kai Gerber, 28 years old, is dead, just going down there. Commissioner Bratton had stated that they were doing those patrols because there had been some things happening in that building where people were getting robbed and other things were happening to folks, strong arm robberies, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why they were in the building. But look what happened when they went in the building. They turned around, they go and they killed somebody. Now, this year is going to be especially interesting because it's a slam dunk. The man wasn't doing anything wrong, he wasn't a suspect. I'm wondering if they're going to come up with a video later on like they did Michael Brown. Like, this is what a guy girl was doing an hour before he got shot. It was the same way they did Michael Brown to try to sully, to try to soil his suspect. Like former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani did with Patrick Dorisman. If you can Google that name, Patrick Dorisman, who was killed over a parking space by a New York City police officer. And Giuliani at the time circled the wagons, and somehow or another, not sure how he did it because it was illegal, somehow or another Giuliani was able to have the records. Patrick Dorisman, who was in his 30s, somehow or another, Giuliani was able to get Patrick Dorisman's juvenile records exposed. Giuliani, who ran for president and was embarrassed, who couldn't win one primary, and he thought that the 9/11, how he reacted to 9/11 would carry him to victory, not same way. That's the thing with the GOP. Just like Fred Thompson, former Senator Fred Thompson, thought that because he was a famous actor. Well, he wasn't a famous actor, but he'd been in some big movies. And he was the DA, Arthur Branch, in the Law and Order series that ran for 20 years on NBC. And he thought, you know, he could do it. Reagan, but he didn't have the character of Reagan has so lost. So yeah, so this is what, so that's what happened with Patrick Doerksen. He was, his juvenile records were exposed, so he kind of dirty the dead man. Protect the police at all costs. Not everybody is like that. Again, like I said, I played this clip a little while ago. Bill Bratton has come out and he said yes, the man was innocent, he was leaving his girlfriend's house. But, you know, the jury is still out on whether it was an accident. See, if they start saying that accident stuff, you know, you know right now that he's going to get off. And, you know, nobody's, you know, thirsty for vengeance or, you know, foaming at the mouth for justice. You know, it's not like that. It's not like that. When you do something wrong, you should be punished no matter who you are. The law should apply to everybody. Police officers, judges, prosecutors, even the president, who they're trying to say is treason. We'll get into that a little bit later on in the program about the president being treasonous. It's ridiculous. Yeah, that's the other situation we have. Peter Liang on modified duty. That means he's working without a gun, probably in an office somewhere, filing papers until they can figure this out. Now, the other big story, this is happening yesterday, the other day. The other big story was President's legal, well, not illegal, but the President's executive action to give illegal immigrants amnesty now. Two other presidents have done this, two of the GOP. Ronald Reagan did it during his tenure, and George W. Bush did it as well. So what makes it so bad that President Obama is doing it? What makes it so bad? And the other thing, and the sub-story to that, is that the Big Four networks chose not to air the president's speech. Now, come on, now. As long as I've known, you know, as long as I've been alive, the president, anytime the president made any type of speech, was always carried on all the networks. Now, now, why they all carry it is another question. You know, but traditionally speaking, the president's speeches are always carried live by everybody. Even though they all, you know, even if it's on 20 stations, those 20 stations, I mean, as a matter of courtesy to the president, courtesy and respect, because everybody has it. Fox, ordinarily it's CBS, ABC, Fox, ABC, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, I mean, you name it. The only people who don't show the president's speech are like the cable networks, A&E and TNT and those people. They don't show the president's speech, which you understand. They never heard the president's speech. Because those cable channels don't have news departments. TNT doesn't do the news. A&E, IDTV, and all these people, you know, they don't do the news. But traditionally, the stations that do the news always hear the president's speech. So we're going to talk about that after the break. So, but why the president's speech? Why the president's speech wasn't carried by the Big Three networks? And the other thing is, what are the ramifications now that the president has done this? There's a lot of some liberal folks and some progressives and my people out there who don't agree that the president should have given amnesty to these people. Because they say, along with the GOP, that there's going to be, that people are going to just, you know, say, hey, well, I'm going to America now because there's a chance that, you know, I can lie and say I've been living here for 20 years. And maybe I can get a pathway to citizenship. So we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Take a quick break. We'll come right back with more Sunday Morning's Finest, The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. On blogtalkradio.com. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barraza's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barraza, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudge nut bar. How many treats? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudge nut bar. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Effectiveness is marching out of society today.
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on NorthTalkRadio.com.
I'm back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. 18 minutes to go right here on the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me this morning. I know you're like false, okay. It's all right, but I know you're out there. All right, but in any case, phone number here is 347-426-3214. That's 347-426-3214 right here on the Ron Kelly Show. The official website is theronkellyshow.com, and we're on Twitter, the Ron Kelly Show. On Facebook is the Ron Kelly Show, and on Instagram is Radio Man 2. On Instagram, just got into the Instagram stuff. I'm not really into this, you know, social media nonsense. I'm not really, you know, I'm not a social media maven like most people are. It's for the sake of the show that I even do it. But I'm not really a social media, maven, whatever you want to call it. It's not me. But I'm sure there are a lot of people who do like social media, and there are people who are addicted to it, and you can, actually, you can get the book from my former co-host on the Bad Boy and the Doc Talk radio program, Dr. Susanna Flores. Her book is called Facehook, and it's sweeping the country. And you guys need to get yourselves a copy, and it's available on Amazon. And also, I'm ripping the paper off the book that I received. Joe Clifford, Junkie Love. Junkie Love is a book by Joe Clifford. And when I get finished reading it, Joe Clifford will be here on the Ron Kelly Show sometime in the very near future, as soon as I can get through his book. And I definitely read books first before I bring the person on the air. So I know what the heck I'm talking about. So Joe Clifford, Junkie Love, I believe it's available on Amazon as well. You can get it from Amazon, or you can go to BatteredSuitcasePress.com. That's www.BatteredSuitcasePress. However that spells, BatteredSuitcasePress.com. I guess you can probably go there too and get the book. From the cowfields of Connecticut to the streets of San Francisco, Joe Clifford's Junkie Love traverses the lost highways of America, down the rocky roads of mental illness to the dead ends of addiction. Based on Clifford's own harrowing experience with drugs as a rock and roll wannabe in the 1990s, the book draws on the best of Chirrut and the Beats, Kerouac and the Beats, rather, injecting a heavy dose of Pulp Fiction as it threads a rollicking narrative through a doomed love triangle lit up by the many strange characters he meets along the way. Part road story, part resurrection tale, Junkie Love finds a way to laugh in one's darkest hour while never abandoning its heart in search of a home. So look for Joe Clifford to be coming up on the Ron Kelly Show. And if you want to get a copy of the book, I believe you can get it on Amazon, or you can go to BatteredSuitcasePress.com, who is the publisher. www.battered, B-A-T-T-E-R-E-D, suitcase, S-U-I-T-C-A-S-E, press, .com. All right, everybody. It's about 14 minutes before the hour, and it's a perfect day coming up here in the northern New Jersey area, northern New Jersey, New York metropolitan area. It's going to be a great day. It's in the 60s. And I'm definitely going to take my motorcycle out today. I thought that the season was over for me. I thought sure that the season was over, but no, it's not. And December 3rd, I'll be attending the town hall of Newark Mayor Roz Rocca, who I support, Newark Mayor Roz Rocca, who I definitely support. And he's having a town hall meeting. It's Newark, New Jersey, for those of you around the country who don't know. You probably heard about Newark, you know, with all the problems there. And Newark being the launching pad for the Senator Cory Booker's ascension to the United States Senate. And Roz Rocca is the mayor now, who I do support. And I'll be attending the December 3rd town hall on violence and crime at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center. I'll definitely be there in the place and record, and I'll have drops and clips and you know, I'll have everything you need. Those of you who live in the New York area, I'll have everything you need. After that, when I bring them, I put everything together for this show that'll be coming up right immediately following that. All right, so the president uses executive action to give illegal immigrants amnesty and a pathway to citizenship. And the speech was not carried by the big four TV networks, which is highly unusual for a presidential speech. Now, I can certainly understand Fox, who everybody knows that Fox is Rupert Murdoch, has let his political affiliation is well known amongst news people and the general public. Unless I'm missing something. And you know, and the excuse for the snubbing of the president was that the networks are in the middle of November sweeps. Now, the sweeps are what they base their advertising rates on. You know, and this TV stations base their rates on how many people are watching the show at a certain time. You know, in prime time, 8 o'clock to 11 is considered prime time in television. November sweeps are what the stations, or what the networks, I should say, base their advertising rates on for the rest of the year until the next sweeps period, really, because every quarter. So that's the excuse. And we're in our sweeps and we ain't interrupting. And, you know, the president's, and then I heard that, and then I read somewhere that they were saying it was too political. Now, the president's speech was only 15 minutes. The president's speech is only 15 minutes. So I don't get it that, you know, that you couldn't spare 15 minutes. Now, I wonder if this is a result of midterms and the GOP takeover of the Senate and the House and now the Senate. And, you know, and the president's, you know, they call the president lame duck right now, you know, because he doesn't really have much power. I mean, he still has the power that's bestowed on the president, but in regard, he doesn't have the House. He no longer has the Senate. So now he's got both houses of government that are against him. And now with the, you know, and of course with the nomination, who knows if the nomination is going to go through now, of the Attorney General, the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District, if she's going to get her job as Attorney General to replace Mary Colvin. Now that's in jeopardy because of this. So the GOP and the kook fringe Republicans are going to give the president a hard time from here on in. But and there are some Republicans who agree, reluctantly, who agree with what the president has done. They agree. You know, we'll hear from the senator from Arizona. Who agrees with the president? Agrees. He agrees with the president. And Rudy Giuliani is now trying to. Now I'm just looking at you, Rudy Giuliani. They must have interviewed him today, and he's trying to. And I just got to play this. Yeah, okay. You know, here's what President Bush, here's what President Obama said on the 21st. He said this on this week. Interview on this week.
I think the American people, you know, they don't want that new car smell.
Yeah, the American people want the new car smell. Basically, which means that they're going to want somebody else, and another president at some point. Let's hear from Senator Jeff Flake. He's a Republican from Arizona. Here's what he said. Here's what he said about the Obama executive order.
Almost every piece of comprehensive or other immigration legislation that's been proposed in Congress did at least what the president did. The problem is, the way he did it is going to make it very difficult to move the other parts of immigration reform that we really need.
So, all right, the way he did it. So, because he flexed his muscle and used, executive action to get his, you know, his bill passed. Now, here's what the president says about,
The legal authority to take, as president, the same kinds of actions taken by Democratic and Republican presidents before, that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. I took those actions this year. The actions I have the legal authority to take, as president, the same kinds of actions taken by Democratic and Republican presidents before, that will help make our immigration system more fair and
Okay, here's a few seconds of what President Obama said in his weekly address that was aired yesterday on all the radio stations.
Nothing about this action will benefit anyone who has come to this country recently, or who might try and come to America illegally in the future. It does not grant citizenship, or the right to stay here permanently, or offer the same benefits that citizens receive.
Okay. So the president making it clear that the immigration, it doesn't, you know, if anybody decides they want to come here, like I said earlier, they're going to be in for a rude awakening because they're going to get sent back to where they came from. There's only applies to the folks who live already live here. But you know, what I've heard from people is that, there's folks who still have a problem with this. There's a lot of people who have a problem with this Obama immigration policy. And not just Republicans, but liberals and progressives, too. I've heard from some people out there. Informal poll, and there's a lot of folks who don't quite appreciate what the president has done. You know, and they just really are not feeling it. They're not feeling it. And now the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community is, coming out and says that President Obama's executive action does not help the gay and lesbian community.
The horrific conditions that many LGBT people suffer in their country, they come to the United States looking for safety and security, and are an especially vulnerable population of immigrants in this country.
Okay. So what she's saying basically is that this doesn't help gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people who, now it's this woman, Shalane Crutcher, is an immigration advocate for the LGBT community, and she's saying that the people who come here, LGBT folks who come here from other countries to escape oppression and whatever else that they do to, because they don't have the freedom to be who they are in their own countries, this doesn't help them. This doesn't help them. Now, the president has already started implementing his actions. Mark Smith.
I would say most of what the president outlined, including rules sparing some 5 million immigrants from deportation, can be implemented by agencies without an order from Obama. However, aboard Air Force One en route to Las Vegas, the president did sign 2 memos, one to streamline the visa system, the other to form a White House task force on immigrant assimilation.
Interesting. Here's what the president said speaking to Del Sol High School in Nevada.
There are actions that I have the legal authority to take that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. And this morning, I began to take some of those actions.
Okay, those are the folks. Those are the folks at Del Sol High School in Nevada, in Las Vegas, I believe it was, where the president started his tour, his book tour, to try to get people to work on the American public in regards to getting this, getting support for this. Now, the president has said now that, had the GOP put out a bill, this wouldn't have been necessary. The GOP hasn't put out a bill. And again, as I played the piece earlier from the senator from Arizona, Republican senator, and it wasn't the one that ran for president, but they're saying that they agree with what the president did, just they don't agree with how he did it. So this is going to be, the president's just going to have it real hard between now and the end of his term. He's just going to have it real, real hard to do anything now. And again, this was done by Republican presidents prior to Barack Obama. This was done already. These things were done. But again, there are folks who don't necessarily agree with this. And, it's left to be found out how the American people really feel about immigration. And there are folks who are in agreement with it, and there are some folks who don't agree with it. I know some Latinos who don't agree with it. So we'll find out what's going on with this. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening to the program today. We've got a couple of minutes left. I want to thank you so much. Thank you to one of my sponsors, Birkett Promotions, BIRKETT Promotions.com, for the best promotional materials you can find. Go to BirkettPromotions.com. If you mention the Ron Kelly Show, you'll receive 10%. Off your order. Thank you to my account executive, AP Star Tally. Does a great job. She does a great job. Excellent. Thank you so much. And the new show that's being produced by R. Kelly Media Enterprises LLC called He Said, She Said. It's going to be a competition. It's going to be a competition. And several women who want to be radio personalities have already contacted me in regards to this. So they will be lined up, and we'll do shows with each one of them. And you'll go to theronkellyshow.com, and you'll vote for the one that you like the most. And the person who gets the most votes will be the female lead alongside me on the new show called He Said, She Said. It's a show about how men and women relate to each other and everything in between. That'll be coming up on, produced by R. Kelly Media Enterprises on blogtalkradio.com. So definitely, and if you know any women who want to be radio personalities, I'm looking for somebody new, somebody who hasn't been on the radio before. This is what I'm looking for, but somebody who speaks well and is not all, speaks well. You got to speak well. Any public speaking or radio, spokes, radio, news, you got to speak well. So shout out to I'm not going to say the women's names, but there's a couple who have already showed interest, and we're going to line them up, and we're going to do shows with them. And the public, will go to theronkellyshow.com, and you'll vote for who you want to be the lead, female lead, on a new show called He Said, She Said, starring yours truly, and a female to be named by you all later. So I'm going to break out of here. Thank you so much for joining me. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, riding a motorcycle today for sure. So I thank you all for joining me, and we'll see you next week for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, take care of yourselves, and remember that it's nice to be important, but it's so much more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly, absolutely have it all. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me, and I am out of here.